sorry about that. Had a little bit of technical difficulties here in the studio, so we're doing this via speakerphone, so I apologize. going back to, well, you know, the old-fashioned way of doing things, you know what I mean? So, I know Canned Heat is coming to town very soon.
Yes. The
4th.
The 4th. Yeah, I wasn't sure. But I
So, how long have you been with Canned Heat?
Well, I started with Canned Heat in 1956. I've been driven since then off and on in different versions of the band. But I was just
So, band's been around for a long time and has played some of the most unbelievable venues.
About 50 years.
Well, you can't beat that.
No.
So, what brought the band together?
The band was brought together. World War III blues records, and that's basically how the band started with every record collection. It doesn't mean so much to put together Bob acting together with Judd Band first, and then it turned into Canned Heat, you know, like electric, you know, that time went on.
That's an interesting way of putting a band together, because you like the music.
That's it, that was the reason. We've all got to
because, I mean, the, you know, seeing, I played a bunch of the music earlier, and, I played a couple tracks from a great venue you guys performed at in 1969.
Which?
Woodstock.
Are you playing some stuff from that?
Yeah. And, well, you had a very captive audience.
Yeah.
So, you're actually the first person I've ever spoken to. It was at Woodstock. And can you talk a little bit about how everybody got together and then about being there and performing?
Did you speak to Fido?
No, I haven't spoken to Fido yet. No, how did the whole Woodstock actually occur? Because, you know, I know you had bands from both coasts and everything in between.
How did it occur? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean, you know, with not having instantaneous internet like we have today, you know, for, I mean, when they put together Woodstock, I mean, one, I know they didn't expect as many people as they had, but having the bands from across the country all come together. So who did you enjoy meeting and playing with, or just even watching it at Woodstock?
I didn't really, you know,
shows or songs you sang there and performed, were they anything you debuted or stuff that you had been playing along the tour? Matter of fact, Going Grab a Country is a hit again in a commercial.
Oh, yeah, it's been on a lot of commercials.
It's been on, I don't know, 20 commercials over the years since the beginning. That's probably up there with the tops.
Yeah.
I played both of those songs today.
What's that?
I played both of those tunes today.
Oh, did you? Good. Good.
And
yes.
But to be together for 50 years, I mean, I would assume, you know, a few of the originals and some changes over the years, but to be able to be together for 50 years, is, what's the secret? So, yeah, I mean, we love playing music, and we play, I mean, a lot of blues here at the station, and matter of fact, my co-host on my other show has been here playing the blues since 1988.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is this station in
Mass? Yes, it's Salem State University.
Oh, it's Salem State University.
Yes. And a matter of fact, I have in studio an up-and-coming artist, Joel Jerome. And I wasn't sure, Joel, do you have any questions for him?
Woodstock sounds like it's...
And how do you feel about, you know, I mean, you were there at the original, and then they came out with another one at, what, 25, and now the 50's coming up. I mean, you know, many of the musicians aren't still here, you know, who may have been there. So, what about it today do you still enjoy about going up there and performing?
Well, at this point, at my age, I just like to get out. Elvis Presley, Fats Domino, Little Richard, you know, early like Chuck Berry, early rock and roll. That, blues like Muddy Waters and Little Walter House. I kind of grew up all the time that started. Then, to play gigs, you would play B.B. King. And B.B. King beginning for me, just kind of kept doing it. And,
So how many of the artists you just mentioned the opportunity to meet and play with?
Well, when I was 17, I was going to go to Jerry Lee Lewis for my first time. If you read my Wikipedia, you'll see that it tells the whole pretty much little story about it. Yeah, I got a piece of Australia, first professional piece.
So, Jerry Lee Lewis, I mean, is there a story relay that our audience would love to hear about playing with Jerry Lee Lewis?
Well, I mean, playing with Jerry Lee Lewis is a total experience because, you know, very young, it just was a big deal at the time. It was dopey. He was out there because the guy was one of the greatest rock and roll of all time. Here I am. Wow.
And some of the other artists, like B.B. King and Muddy Waters. Because yesterday I had an interview with Eddie Clearwater.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's an older gentleman.
He's 84. And
yeah, I thought that he's been around. Actually, B.B.'s early records was 39, 54, 52. Yeah, I'm still a big fan. I'm a big fan. I'm a 60s fan. Well, I love my 60s. I grew up around the 50s, so why did I love my 60s? Mostly that.
Well, you know, you had Herb Alpert and you had Brazil 66 and all that great music too.
Yeah,
and Herb is still doing it.
What's that?
Herb Alpert is still doing it in his 90s.
Those guys just keep going. He's phenomenal.
So, looks like the taste of music that you play or and listen to is just the whole plethora of spectrum of music.
Yeah, I'm
probably one of the only people you ever hear play Joplin. Both of them on the same show.
Talking about Scott Joplin?
Scott and Janis on the same show.
Oh, shit. That's pretty good.
So, what during the day do you listen to, or would you encourage others to listen to?
Say that again, sir.
Are there bands, musicians out there today who are current that you may listen to, or would encourage others to listen to?
Yeah, it's a kind of time. I don't
turntables, and do the research, search for the music, play the music of the all the great artists. Your band included. And who are the other members of the band today? I said, who are the current members of the band?
Okay, so then you have Steve O, and you have Dale Smalls, who plays the monitor, who plays guitar, with the guitar. Then you have John Collins, who plays guitar, and Sting. And also, I switch off with him. He plays a very good bass player and a very good guitar player. We switch off.
But do you have any albums of your own that you put out? Oh, maybe something to think of in the future.
What's that?
Maybe something to think of in the future. So what advice would you have for somebody like our big venture Joel on being part of the business, staying with it, and making a career of it?
Well, that's
do you ever, when you're on the road, and you if you have the time, go out and just listen to some music locally?
Oh, yeah. We don't really have the time to listen to them every day.
difficult, and of course, you know, going across the country and around the world, I mean, the food and the people are all just so different.
Well, that's it.
A little different than what you were fed at Woodstock, huh? A little different than what you were eating at Woodstock. Going back to when you joined the band, I mean, was it all music, or did you have to have a second job to keep you going?
Well, honestly, I just
we'll have to sit down sometime and do that. Well, I look forward to reading that and then having you on discussing the book. But,
yeah,
you know, it's... Also, I mean, you look at how styles have changed and looks have changed. I mean, it's like looking at, you know, the band at Woodstock. I mean, how has that progressed over the time of the band?
What, how we dress?
How you dress, how you look, and, you know, I mean, I know the music is fantastic. I mean, that is no doubt about that.
In the beginning, we, you know, we in the beginning we sort of had that, American Indian,
because that was, I mean, I was very young, you know, in the 60s. So, but watching the interaction and how the world has changed over the last, well, if you look at the last 50 years, has that, do you see it coming around again, the same type of music and the importance of the music?
Well, I think, you know, there's always going to be that retro. There's going to be this kind of thing coming back, sort of like that. But there's always that open to that. You know, people want that kind of world, just loose kind of music and not being so, you know. So a lot of music today is very, 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 very
to the Juke Joint here on 91.7 WMWM Salem, broadcast service to Salem State University. I'm Aaron.
Joel.
And you are?
Larry K.
Of the great band, Panty.
Right.
So,
We're still boogieing.
Oh, of course. And, now, I mean, you know, we talked about, you know, playing Woodstock, but what about television?
What?
I mean, what shows was the band on in the 60s?
We were on quite a few years. Segway Axe Bar, Bird Griffin, there's a lot of local shows from L.A.
So how do you see that people across the world have taken to the music? Because, you know, it's a little different. Many of the bands in the 60s came over, you know, the Beatles and Stones, over from Europe. But what about when you went from here to there?
Well, we went. First time we ever went, we went to London. It's like there was people at the airport. There were people at the airport to see the band, and it was just like a big deal. Back then, that was kind of how it was. It was like we were this band, and you know, had some songs, and you know, we came there, and all these young people that go off, they're so excited, you know. And
and, I mean, to be around 50 years, there still has to be a lot of interest.
Yeah, there is. You know, you get, today, you get the older people from that era, you know, that they're about their 60s now, and then their kids. You get their kids, they bring their kids. Sometimes the kids just show up without the parents, but the parents just go to these guys.
That must be very gratifying that, you know, parents are bringing their kids, and then the kids are being there, and they'll bring their kids.
That's really how it works. But funny enough, in Europe, a lot more family oriented that together, they come together. That's family. It's just a band. A lot of babies we play over there.
So, if you could say your favorite place to go with the band out of the country and your favorite place to play in the country.
The only places we really haven't been was like Israel, you know, the Middle East, which places that I really want to visit, to be honest. And then Russia. There's been offers to go to places like Russia, to like Brazil, but somehow it never comes together. I think there's something that works right now.
That sounds really cool.
So, you know, we just keep doing it. You know, it's always offering, it's always interest, it's always, Skip's our manager. He actually Skip's been managing the band since the 60s. He's the original manager. He's managed Kennedy since 1956.
Yeah, seems like to speak to him sometime down the road, too.
Yeah, I think that's a good start. Got a lot of
you know, and, I mean, I make sure that, I mean, I've got a page just for my show, which is called What's Happening, and I make sure that all the bands, whether they're national acts or local acts, are, their shows are listed, and so people know where you're going to be and when you're going to be there.
Yeah, that's good. I'm looking forward to coming. We just got back from Australia, and I'm like, you know, like,
And you said down the road you're going to be coming out with your book. Any idea when?
No, I can't. I really couldn't tell you. This is in the works. It's just in the beginning stage. It should have started a long time ago. It started way back when I was just kind of feeling great with the last like 6 months. Trying to compile it, put it all together.
Well, we definitely look forward to that. And, of course, people need to get out and see you, Situate, on the 4th, see the band, and they're the great music. I love playing the music. How's the weather out there today?
It looks like it's overcast today. It's been hot.
Yeah, the irony is you're coming out here just as it's going to start getting very warm. So, like, it's, you know, today it's overcast, and you know, it's only in the 50s.
Yeah, well.
Yes. You can get through the airport a lot quicker. I mean, way back when, it must have been a little easier getting through.
Oh, yeah. I remember traveling years back. You know, I played the big bass, the string bass, too. The contrabass, you know, the classical music, you know, the jazz. And I remember traveling on airplanes out here in California. We just put the bass right next to you, with the seat next to you, didn't even have the bass.
That's definitely changed today. Ahead of time.
Yeah, we used to actually, in like the 80s, we used to take all of our big tapes, wheel it right through the roof, check it through, you know, check it in.
You're listening to the Troop Track here on 91.7 WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University. I'm Aaron.
Joel John.
And you are?
I'm Larry King.
Larry, it's been fantastic having you on. I don't want to keep you on too long.
Okay, well, like you said, it's probably my first band. It's a good little interview here.
And I look forward to talking to you again, especially when your book comes out, and we're going to keep spinning your tracks and playing your music, and you just have one of the most fantastic days you've ever had.
Well, thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you for the advice, Larry, also.
What's the guy's name that's with you?
Joel Jerome.
Joel Jerome.
Joel Jerome?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Have a good day, too, Joel.
Thank you, Larry.
And he's got a new album dropping on Tuesday.
Well, good. I'll have to give you
that. Great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And you have, like I said, a fantastic day. And thank you for bringing us your music for over 50 years.
Okay, Aaron. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Taylor from
pretty amazing. 50 years.
And great stories. Going out with the one and only
Jerry Lee Lewis.
And still playing 50 years.
Pretty impressive.
And interesting about Woodstock. They were more interested in going there, playing their set, and leaving.
I know, yeah. You think you would be, I guess at the time, you didn't know.